On New Year's Day, people in 12 European countries began spending new euro coins and bills. The euro will completely replace old national currencies within the next 2 months. Overall, it's been a smooth changeover. Bankers in Germany predict all transactions there will be carried out in euros in another week or two, well before the Deutschmark is phased out. Italians are having a harder time making the adjustment and abandoning their lira. Despite some technical glitches in France, there's enthusiasm for the new common currency. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
In this left bank post office, retiree Georgette Durand walks slowly past a long lineup to the new machine that provides change in euro coins. Then she sees why a lot of the people are waiting. There is an out-of-order sign on the machine. Everyone seems to be short on loose change here.
Mais comme l'appareil ne marche pas, je vais faire une chose. J'ai pensé à ça, comme ça, moi, parce que j'ai pris des 80.
Et ben, Since the machine isn't working, she says she'll just write checks when she goes shopping and come back for change when there are fewer people here. It's just before the lunch rush in a cafe up the street, and the waiters argue about tips. For Flora, the problem is not whether there are enough coins to go around, it's that no one leaves any behind after eating. Yesterday, people hesitated a lot to leave a tip in euros, Flora says. She thinks customers don't feel confident yet about dealing with their change in the new currency. There is one place in France where you can be sure to get euro coins or the small bills stores are often low on. It's here at the Bank of France. Frenchman Arnaud Gendron explains that he and a friend visiting from Spain had to come here, where they face a two-hour wait for euros. Apparently, this is the bank of last resort, Gendron explains. The bank we went to said we had to be a client to change money, or we could open an account with our francs and get euros back later. But the Spanish friend in question, Alberto Santo, seems to take it all in stride. He knows he'll never have to line up again to exchange francs, pesetas, lira, or any of the other currencies being phased out.
Yeah, it's great. It's excellent. So we can go traveling anywhere in Europe without paying in the old currencies. So we pay now in euros. I think that's great.
Deep underground, it isn't raining euro coins either. These Ukrainian buskers have been playing the metro for 3 months, and the New Year's Day changeover is hurting business. Wearing an embroidered red vest, Galine holds out a wicker basket to travelers. She says she would like to see her country adopt the euro too. That's a long way off, however, since Ukraine will have to line up behind 13 other countries waiting to join the European Union. And behind Britain, Denmark, and Sweden, EU members which decided to wait and see before adopting the euro. Meanwhile, Galine says she and her fellow musicians would gladly settle for a few of the new coins. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.